What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Okay, what's going on out there? You are tuning in to Bolt Brady and his bro. It's the best place for your sports gambling info. We're going to chat some Week 7 NFL and college football. Let's welcome in the guy I call Big Mac. You know him as Bolt.
Well, hello, and no more undefeated teams. The Niners and the Eagles, adios.
Yeah, that was probably the first thing that would stick out was those two went down.
Right? Yeah. Did you have either one of those teams?
I did. I had a couple parlays going, and one of them was waiting for the Niners. You know, and I got it early. I took them at the 5.5 and felt pretty good about it.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And so it worked its way up to the 9.5, and, we know what happened. Didn't go down that way.
So that this might help to explain things, that example there. So you might hear CLV, closing line value, and you might be like, what is that? See, you got 4 points of closing line value there.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times, that's one thing that professionals try to do is get closing line value. And, you were on the wrong end of it on this side, and that's a huge, swing, 4 points. But if you're betting games before and you're getting closing line value, in the long run, it pays off.
Yeah.
But, a lot of times it doesn't. And so another thing to talk about is like when to bet the games. Like, when did you get 5.5? And what did you, were you jumping on it because you were afraid injuries were going to come out?
The thing was the whole thing was the Deshaun thing. There weren't, and some of that gets confusing because you have guys like Adam Schefter who's really good inside reporter, and he's like, I'd really be surprised if he doesn't suit up.
Oh, he said that.
Yeah, I mean, he always puts his kind of tweets out and whatever regarding guys' health for the week, and he's like, I think he's a go, and then he wasn't even close to going.
Wow. Well, I think something a little shady might be going on over there.
And then they go, we're putting your boy DTR to third string. We're calling up PJ Walker from the XFL, who, he's had some runs in Carolina and stuff where he looked like he was decent, but he got away with a couple there.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I mean, he threw a pick or two. I mean, he should have thrown like 4 picks.
Right. So that the other thing about that, so you grabbed the line earlier in the week because, you weren't sure about the Deshaun. So, that's smart. A lot of times we'll give out games here on Tuesday, and sometimes we'll get emails from people saying, hey, the line has moved. Should we still take it? And typically the answer is no. I mean, here's the thing is when we give out the line, we're taking it, and if I think that it's going to move, and there's some of those today that we'll get to, then I'll say, hey, hold off. But if I don't say hold off, you want to grab it now. But I know, for the most part, most people are not grabbing games earlier in the week, except that people that, gamble and bet more often, right? Because, I mean, you normally don't. You're pulling – someone was saying, hey, maybe the bro should give out his parlay bets on the podcast, mm-hmm. but you and I were talking, you usually don't put those in until the day of.
Not day of. I mean, maybe like a Thursday or like Friday. Those are ones where I do kind of look at them a little bit more throughout the week and see which ones I really like.
Okay.
Yeah, that guy shouted out to us. I could maybe put those on Instagram if, later in the week. But full transparency, I do try 2 or 3 of them, but I did hit one again.
So the thing is, putting bets in earlier in the week. So typically, if you like the favorite, you're going to want to put the bet in earlier in the week, because the public will probably drive that line up. And if you like a dog, you probably want to wait. There's a chance that line goes up. So that's just, not the golden rule, but that's probably the basics there for you.
So I guess with injuries in mind, the one that I kind of, thinking of this week is the Bears. It sounds like Fields is out, which
right.
I don't care if that guy does start. I love when he starts, but it sounds like his thumb's dinged up. So he's pretty much doubtful, but I don't think he'll play, and they're going to go with that undrafted rookie.
Yeah. Well, I know. Supposedly that guy balled, though.
But, it's back to your DTR Cleveland thing. It's like we're talking preseason, vanilla basic defenses and stuff.
Well, that is true. Unfortunately, though, they play the Raiders.
Right, who are dog water.
And that squad is bueno.
But they're hanging in there record-wise.
Well, I know they are. They're 3-2, and they might win this ball game. Can you imagine if they're 4-2?
This isn't a sexy game, but it's like, I think they will win it.
Well, I mean, the reason why is because the backup is not too shabby, really. He's a grinder.
Who are we talking about?
The backup for the Raiders.
But see, that's where they're not sure who they're going. I mean, you're talking about Aiden O'Connell, the rookie?
No.
Hoyer came in second against the Patriots.
Yeah, big Hoyer.
But in week 4, they went with Aiden O'Connell, the rookie.
That's not happening. I heard him chitting about it on TV. And yeah, he was the second string, and they brought him in. They go, buddy, too many turnovers.
And same thing. It's like O'Connell looked good, you know, in a preseason home game in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Hoyer, I mean, he's been around for
he has
18 seasons. He's your ho-hum backup. I mean, if you can hand it off and get a couple first downs to big Devontae Adams.
That game's good looking, though. I mean, wow. But I mean, because I want to go against both those squads, you know, on a week-to-week basis, because they both are garbage. And how about that game this week, the Patriots versus them? Oh, incredible. Did you see how the Raiders covered that? The line was 3, and the Patriots were within 2, and they get the rock back. The Patriots do. And I'm like, I'm saying to our sons, there's a minute and like 45 left to my sons. I'm like, they're too close to the goal line here. This could be a problem. Strip sack, something. So Mac Jones rolls back, right? He's like on the 2, drops back to the end zone. Tosses it to the 50-yard line. Tosses an absolute dime to Devontae Parker right through the hands. Mm-hmm. So Max, you know, gets all this blame and stuff, but he threw the dimer there. That would have set them up to win the ball game. But instead, old man Parker drops it. Next play, Mac Jones goes into the end zone. Here comes our boy Max Cross. Tackle, safety, cover, ball game.
Ouch.
Yep. So one of our listeners, Big Jackson, sent us an email, and he said, hey, how do you deal with like a losing streak? He said this Patriots game was really a bummer for him. And my answer to that is that, you know, you got to remember that the best in the business hit 55%. You know, over the long term. So you're going to have those losing streaks. It just happens to everyone, and it sucks. And in regards to the Patriots, like, there's just games like that almost every week, and you just become numb to them after a while. You know, that's why you never want to bet too much on one game, because crap like that can happen at the end.
Well, that's where the, you know, if you're going through the course of a Sunday and you're like, okay, morning's a decent afternoon, I got drilled, I'm firing on the night game.
Right. I'm going to try to win it all back on the night game.
Let's go Buffalo over the Giants. And that thing was gnarly, too.
Right. But I had the Giants. That was incredible. Because you know why? My boy, Tyrod. I knew when Tyrod came in, he's like Teddy Bridgewater. They don't do too much, but they don't make the mistakes.
That wasn't even the cause, though. The cause was the Buffalo offense just got stopped. I don't know if, you know, and it wasn't freezing yet, but it was definitely colder. The Bills offense just was not clicking, putting up points like they're capable.
Well, and that happens from time to time, though. Well, big Tyrod, I mean, he had an error of his own at the end of the first half. They had 14 seconds left.
Oh, when the coach got pissed when he audibled.
And he did it to a run with no timeouts.
Right.
Okay. Like, how do you make that mistake? That's incredible.
I felt like Dable almost put on such a show there. He was doing it for the camera, so everyone knew, like, hey, that is not the play I called.
Oh, he wanted to let people know it wasn't him.
You could see him saying it to him, like, I did not call that play as they're walking to the tunnel. We got it.
But that was a big error. Yeah, because they ran it, and then time expired, and so they didn't even get the chip shot field goal at the end of the half.
Right.
So yeah, that was brutal, but we didn't care because we had them at the 15.5. And that was like, that's an example of a game I just kept waiting for that to go up and up, higher and higher, because I knew it would. Same thing with the Niners. Like, I actually liked Cleveland in that spot, but like you said, that it was at 5.5, and I'm like, well, let's just wait. And it got up to 9.5, so like in some of the contest, I took the the Browns. And so that's kind of an example of when it's good to wait longer.
So like circa, you know, they closed the lines for that Tuesday or Wednesday, right? What was like the Niner line last week?
Yeah, exactly. So they actually close it on Thursday. Some do it on Wednesday. And the line was,
was it over seven yet?
No. And so I didn't touch it.
Right.
Yeah. Even though I did, I liked it, but I thought it would go up. So anyway,
That's like, you know, even some people just do the money line. If you have like Niners money line and it's a 41-yard kick, you're like, okay, at least I got this one.
Right. Well, or you
You
have it in the teasers too. And so this was actually a good week. You know, you ask about the books. The books did really well because the Niners and the Eagles went down. So those money lines that you're talking about in the teasers all got drilled. But still, the games overall, the other public plays, well, I guess the Bills lost, though, too. But Miami, oh, how about that game?
Mm-hmm.
How about if you take Carolina plus the 13.5, and Carolina gets up 14 bagels?
Yeah.
And you go, like my 7-year-old likes to do, he goes, Dad, 14 plus 13.5, we're up by 27.5.
We're looking good.
And I go, yes, we are. If we had them, luckily we did not, because Miami comes storming back and covers the 13.5.
Yeah.
Wow. Woo! You are juiced.
Did you see the week before when Tyreek Hill scored and was trying to give like his mom the ball and the guy kind of grabbed it? He didn't know it was his mom.
Right.
But I guess he went and met that dude at a restaurant this week and surprised him with signed gift. The dude's like, what? Get out of here.
Oh, really?
And Tyreek showed up to meet him and give him stuff. It was cool.
Dude, how about Tyreek? How about the guy's such a good athlete? He goes, I'm just going to do a standing backflip in my pads.
Yeah, he took the dude's like GoPro or phone while he did it.
Did he?
Yeah, he went and grabbed it from him, and then he did the flip.
Dude, that's so badass. I'm getting the chills just thinking about it. To be able to do a backflip after you score in your pads is legit.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is Slow Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, he is pure domination right now. He's on pace for, you know, the record for most receiving yards in a season. I think he's averaging 135 right now a ball game.
Yep. Well, he was last year too, you know, and he's like, I want to be the first to get to the 2K yards.
Right.
It's hard to do through the course of a season. The extra game now helps, but you'll see these guys slow down later in the year. You start going to New England and Buffalo and it's a little chilly.
That's true.
He's putting up like 45 yards.
So what was your parlay that you hit before we get into this week's games?
Man, I told you I loved Washington going into Atlanta.
Okay, yeah.
My boy Riverboat Ron bounced back down there. Because I'll go against Ridder for a while here.
Yeah, Rid's garb.
We liked Minnesota.
Yes, we did.
In Chicago. And then Cincinnati, I told you I liked. Because it dipped down to -2.5.
Yeah, I had them in the contest
too. Cincinnati over the Seahawks.
Yep. Did you watch that game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. I was watching that game. So they had to hold them inside the red zone, not once, but twice.
Yeah.
In the last, like, 3 minutes. I didn't think it was going to happen, actually. But the Bengals defense slightly sacked up.
Yeah.
That was legit. I mean, the Seahawks, there was a lot of things that stuck out to me this game. Is a lot of teams that lost actually dominated the stats. Seahawks being one, they had more than 100 total yards than the Bengals. Another one, the Colts, who we liked. Woo, was that game good looking. I mean, you're down 14-0 in the beginning on the road. That's pretty much ball game. But they dominated the stats again.
It was just there were some poor turnovers.
There was so they had 6 of them.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You're almost going to win ball games that way. So the Jaguars only averaged 3.8 yards per play, which is not good. So, you know, alert, alert, alert. Like, if you dig into some of these stats, like the Seahawks did a lot better. The Colts did a lot better. Let me see. The Patriots did better. Like, the Eagles-Jets game. How about that one? Was that good looking?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Jets, because the Eagles, our boy Jalen had the 3 INTs.
Yeah, he's struggling.
Well, we'll get to that here in a minute. But the Jets, they're the talk of the town right now because they have the bye this week and they come out and they play like 2 garbage teams. I can't remember off the top of my head. But their defense balls.
Oh, yeah. That's what everyone knows. That's what they hang the hat on. You know, people like to go over the QBR numbers, and I think Zach Wilson's was like 72, which is terrible, and they still managed to win.
Oh, well, he didn't throw a touchdown. He didn't throw a pick. They're like, wow, he's managing the game. I'm like, dude, throw me in. I mean, I can manage the game, do that. You don't need me to throw a touchdown or a pick.
No, right. Throw the three-yarder.
Exactly. Throw the screen behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, I can do that.
Dude. That's most of these guys now, though. I mean, a lot of these offenses are just those little dump-offs.
I know.
Gentlemen across the nation, I have an urgent message for you. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. The brand that took your balls to space is now launching them into the Ultra Sphere, introducing the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, featuring a new cutting-edge design and next-generation dual skin-safe blade heads for different shaves. It's pretty much a spaceship to take your boys downstairs to the next level. Join the 9 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with the brand new The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code BOLT, B-O-L-T. High tech for low places. Manscaped. Let's get back to the show.
So why don't we jump into, and some people might like this, we're going to get into things here a little early. You know what? Real quick, like, I'm going to go day by day here. How incredible are these weeks now? You and I were just talking off air. I mean, like, tonight we've got three college football games.
Time for some action.
And we've also got the baseball game, the Diamondbacks Phillies. You probably don't watch those at all, do you?
You know what, Bryce, I do check in on, because there's some juice in those games. You just kind of feel the energy coming out of that.
Well, dude, so I'm going on record as saying that might be the best crowd in all of sports, any sport.
Well,
dude,
when you're doing well, when you start doing well, like the Eagles and stuff, like,
well,
4 years ago, you know, they'll boo you real quick too.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's just the loudest stadium.
Oh, they pump it up.
I mean, dude, it gets rocking there. Hopefully Big Jackson, who sent us a email yesterday, got the W with us there on the Phillies. And for everyone out there, if you get this in time, I'm going to be rocking the Phillies again tonight. But anyway, then the following night, which is Wednesday, we've got a best bet here. And people are going to go, are you kidding me? I've never even heard of those squads before. You ready for it? We've got Florida International traveling to Sam Houston State.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Houston State is 0-5. They're at home. You look at their record, you're like, wow, this team's garbage. But guess what? I'm here to stay. They're a lot better than their record. They've played BYU, Houston, Air Force, way tougher schedule than the Big Four, Florida National. They're coming up from the FCS level, and now they're playing in Conference USA. Well, when they were in FCS, their coach is actually a baller. Make a long story short, it's big Sam Houston State minus the 5 on Wednesday.
Wasn't that was that week one? I think I was in Vegas and it was the BYU Sam Houston. You're like, take Sam Houston.
I sure did.
And yeah, they definitely covered.
I sure did. So this is the thing. I've rocked on them every single game so far this year. And they're 0-6, but on the line, they're 4-1-1. So.
What is their D? Don't they kind of just, yeah, they hang, don't yeah. they slow it down?
No, they hang the hat on the D. Their offense was horrible in the beginning. It was like statistically one of the worst in the United States. But like I said, they're playing way tougher teams, you know? And so they're good and they don't stop, you know, and they're just, they came up, had a tough schedule. Now they play Florida International. And I mean, Florida International, like you go, oh wow, this squad's 3-4, but they've played some bueno squads. I mean, UConn. All right. North Texas, Maine. I mean, do people even know that Maine had a team?
Mm-hmm.
So it's Sam Houst.
I like it.
Yep.
That BYU thing reminded me real quick. I showed you that thing how Utah, like every kid on Utah's football team for NIL was given a Dodge truck.
Oh, I saw that. How awesome is that?
Dude, how pumped are you? You're just kind of like, they're like, everyone come on out to the field.
Yeah.
And they had the Dodge trucks parked out there. Mm-hmm. Like, every single rostered player gets a Dodge Ram.
Yeah, how cool is that? And they got to, like, you know, pick what color and stuff they wanted. How much are those? Did they say what the trucks were?
Dude, they're over 50K.
I mean, dude, how stoked are you? And, you know, obviously there's, you know, some kids, you know, probably have cars and stuff, but there's some that maybe have never even had a car before, and you get this brand new truck.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that. That is so awesome. It's
super cool.
Yeah. And then just going to the NFL here the next night, Thursday night football. We've got the New Orleans Saints versus the Jaguars. And the Jaguars came back from Europe. Maybe being over in Europe 2 weeks isn't a big deal. You know, it's worse when you're just 1 week. But this has got to catch up with them a little bit here. You're in Europe for 2 weeks. You come back. You play a divisional game. Then you have a short week and you travel to New Orleans. Get a load of New Orleans. You ready for this stat? They've got 12 games in a row that have gone under.
Hmm.
So their defense is balling. The Jags, Trevor might be a little banged up. So C.J. Beathard might start, actually. I think that's why the line has moved. I think Trevor's probably going to sit out. Dude, the travel, the short week, give me the Saints at home.
Yeah, the short weeks don't do well for guys that are banged up. And the Saints' D has definitely been keeping all theirs low scoring because Carr's got that, like, AC joint sprain or whatever in the shoulder as well.
Well, how about 12 games in a row to the under? So the under's been hitting at such a ridiculous rate. How about this? The last 4 weeks in the NFL, the games are hitting at a 68% under rate.
Hmm.
68% of the games have gone under. So, anyway, FYI for people out there.
Dennis Allen does do a good job with his D. His offense is a little boring to watch, though.
Sure is. And that's why this over-under is 38.5.
Hmm. I mean, the Thursday games are pretty tough usually anyway. This will probably just be another stinker.
I know. You and I, boy, the Grant Man, are always texting back and forth going, wow, this Thursday game is terrible. And I'm sitting there going, hey, this thing's legit.
Yeah, I mean, I had some faith in Denver last Thursday covering the 10.5, and like they just couldn't even do it.
Well, Denver. Wow. That's a tough one. I mean, I did too. Denver's got Green Bay this week. What are we thinking about that one?
Jeez. I heard a rumor this morning. I don't know how true. They were talking about the defensive coordinators, Vance Joseph for the Broncos, and they were like, supposedly Sean Payton maybe was feeling out Rex Ryan if he'd be interested.
I saw that. Rex Ryan. I mean, dude, how long has that guy been shelved for?
He's showing off the new chompers on ESPN every morning.
Dude, those things are a little white. His fake teeth are a little white.
Yeah, those guys get cozy, too. He's like, I'm good, man. I'm talking football in the mornings and stuff. I don't know if I want to go grind it out with this crap squad.
No kidding. And I'm getting paid big chips just to sit here and talk football. I think we'll just do that.
So Denver's, they're getting 1.5 at home.
Yeah.
Dude, and Green Bay has not looked good.
Well, I mean, that's the big Jordan Love on the road, you know?
Jeez. Denver games, I think I'd stay away from.
No, I agree. Remember, this is last week. This was our Raiders-Patriots game where you're like, dude, just flip the coin. I mean, you tell me that you like Green Bay, I could agree with you. You tell me you like the Bronx, I could agree with you. Both squads garb because they need to get Jordan Love out of there. Like we knew before the season, he was not the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Not the answer, guys.
But they're gonna win a few too many games to be like a top four pick is their problem.
Sure. Yeah.
So no, it's like, cool, we won 6 games. Like, well, you also lost out on those QBs that are going to be available.
Right. So before we get any further, we like to take a little time to point out some people that have left some reviews, and we'll send you some hats. And we have several of them here that we'd like to mention. We got big RJ Lopez. He likes that we give the free bets out for the people, he says.
Mm-hmm.
NorCal Coach, thanks very much for the props that you gave us. And then Peachy from Ireland. All the way from Ireland, we've got a listener. And Peachy, go ahead along with these other guys and email us at lightning@boltbrady.com, lightning@boltbrady.com, and we'll send you a hat. You can cruise around Ireland with that bad boy. Maybe you and Conor McGregor partners.
Yep.
And let us know, and we'll send one to Conor too.
For sure. We'll meet you at a UFC match.
And actually, Peachy, we're actually from Ireland. Our ancestors are from Donegal. Yeah. So maybe you live close by to that. And the last person, I don't have his name here, but he wrote about us on Reddit, gave us some props on Reddit. So we give you... we appreciate that, big guy. Why don't you email us also, and we'll shoot you guys a hat.
For sure.
So what game are you looking at that you like this week here, big guy? Sounds like you've been kind of winning the games.
Well, I told you I do try a couple of them. And,
the parlayers?
Yeah, but definitely, you know, hitting one a week is nice. Those aren't easy.
No, they're not. But you just want to make sure that you're not betting too much money on them.
No, I've been better about kind of picking like my top two games I like and putting a little more towards those. So,
I mean, they're fun. They're fun to do, and you know, you can get a bigger payoff and stuff. But like when the one guy was saying, you know, why don't you guys, you know, promote it on the podcast? I mean, well, we're not like big fans. Like, hey, everyone, go out and do a parlay. I mean, I really don't even do those. Like once in a blue moon, I'll do it. They're fun. And if you want to try to get like that big hit, like off a few dollar investment or whatever, but if you're trying to win long term, that's not the play.
Yeah.
But if you're just trying to have fun, you know, go for it.
Big time. I like, you know, talking about New England, they're not going to turn this bad boy around this season.
Oh, really?
Well, they're not going to be anything amazing. They're not going to win that many games. I think Mac's probably going to see the pine here coming up in the next week or two. Because May as well. I mean, I don't think they have the answer behind him either, but this is just a tough watch to have them. And you're dealing with my boy Josh Allen coming off of a stinker.
Right.
I know this game's in New England, but it doesn't bother me. Buffalo's bouncing back here, and they're going to pound the Patriots.
Is it the minus -9?
8.5.
Okay. 8.5-er.
I think Detroit's gotten away. I know they're good this year, but they've played some cupcakes lately.
Yep.
Like the Carolinas, Atlantas.
Yep.
So they're coming to Baltimore.
Yeah.
And Lamar's guys actually caught the ball in London. They're always solid at home and they always have a good defense. I think Baltimore kind of hands it to Detroit this week too.
Yep. I have nothing against that. Yeah. Cause Baltimore should have won by more. I think they were terrible in the red zone. And over there. So I'm in agreement with you. That's going to be one of my contest picks for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lamar as the small home favorite. Come on, guys.
Those are my two favorites. And then I think I'd go against the Bears if they're going to go with that undrafted rookie. I'd think about that one. And then I think the Niners probably bounce back in Minnesota too, even if McCaffrey's out.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you on that one.
You're going to go back to Kirk at home, huh?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Kirk's the +7. We're going to be taking Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
How about the look ahead, right? Because no one really expected these guys to be that great. The Vikings before the season started anyway. I imagine they, you know, no one probably thought the Niners were going to be this great, but I think probably people thought they were going to be pretty good, obviously. Before the season started, the Vikings line was going to be Vikings +2.5. So this thing's gone up 4.5 points. That's a big adjustment.
So when they look ahead, do they look ahead through the entire season and they like...
They post lines, yeah.
I mean, that's 7 weeks into the season. That's kind of hard to like be pretty accurate.
Well... yeah, no, I get it. So that's why you say, okay, from the beginning of the season until now, is the 4.5 points justified? Would you think?
Well,
I'm saying no. I'm saying yes, it should be higher than 2.5, but I'm saying 4.5, that's too big of an adjustment. So that's why you can look ahead lines as part of your handicap. And as you go, okay, before the season started, here's what, you know, everyone thought. Here we are now, and this is what people think. Do you agree or disagree?
Mm-hmm.
So would you agree or disagree with the 4.5 point move line?
I mean, they're factoring Justin Jefferson's out for 5 weeks or whatever.
And that's less than a point, probably.
The Vikings have been struggling as is. It's not like they thumped the Bears.
Well, hold on, though. But what about Big Debo and CMC being hurt? and Trent Williams, the left tackle.
I think Trent will play. I think Debo will play. I think they can probably rest CMC and go with the backups.
CMC's resting for sure.
We're back in a dome this week. You're not going to feel that cold air like they did in Cleveland. And they, you know, there's a little more focus when you come off of a loss like
that. That's true. But I'm going with my boy Kirk, +7 at home. And also, I put it in actually yesterday at 7. Because I saw 7 and 6.5.
I see 6.5, yeah.
Yeah, no, I saw 7s. It was on my bulletin board here, my screen. But I was hoping it'd get to the 7.5. Then we'd be really balling. But I'll take best bet, Minnesota +7. You're going the other way on that one.
It's 6.5 for sure. And that's probably because CMC's.
Okay, well, you get it 6.5. I get it at 7 then. That's fine. Well, I'm just saying there's different books that are offering it.
Right.
That's why we always promote you have more than one book.
Go shop around.
That's exactly right. The listeners have probably heard that a million times.
You have the right.
But you know what? A lot of people don't. I mean, our boy in Colorado, I chit with him all the time. He'll give me a line. And I'm like, that's a crap line. Why don't you, open up another book or get someone else? He's like, this is just easiest, you know, but you don't. Again, if you're just messing around and you don't give a shit about winning money, that's one thing. But if you're trying to win chips, you need to have more than one book.
Yep. What else you got for your best bets?
Well, I've got a dandy here. Okay. I thought about this, and this is probably my best bet of the year so far. Okay. How's that for you?
NFL?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And I'd like to know if listeners, it'd be interesting to hear if anyone else talks about this, because I don't think anyone's thinking about this part of the handicap. My boy, Jalen Hurts, -2 against the guy that took his job in college, Big Tua. No one's talking about that. And as an athlete, you don't think Jalen wants to prove to everyone that he's a baller and Tua should have never taken his spot? Lights out for Jalen and the Eagles after the loss. Only -2. This is my bet of the year so far. Jalen is going to rock this game. And it's at home on top of it. Wow, this line should be at least the 4.5-er. We're getting the 2.5 points value here. That is my favorite best bet of the year. What do you think about that one?
Yeah. I mean, like I just said, coming off the loss, there's a little more focus. I think Philly is missing that O coordinator that took the Colts job, Steichen. When you see those changes, sometimes they're just not as smooth when they move on. I think I saw something. Philly's like third down conversions is like 18-for-72 on the season.
Wow, that's not good.
It's not at all. But then what I kind of was thinking too is like a lot of times those are short yardage situations. So then it's like it's 4th-and-1, and then they get the 4th-down conversion.
Automatic.
So it's like I don't know what their 4th-down conversion rate is when it's under 2 yards.
Let me throw another stat at you here. Jalen just lost his 2nd game. Out of 24 games, he's 22-2 straight up since he's taken over the starting position in the regular season. That is a joke. He is going to be so juiced to take on Big Tua here and let people know that he's a baller. I love the Eagles this week.
Yeah. Well, and then, he just went against one of the better defenses in the league with the Jets. And now we got a little more of a Swiss cheese back here with the Dolphins. They can give up a little more points.
Yes, they can.
And when they get on the road, it's a different story for them, too. Mm-hmm. It should be a fun one to watch for sure.
Yep. So, and then the last NFL bet that I have here, and then I'll rattle off some college ones before we let everyone go. The Colts, 2.5. We're moving them up to 8.5 against Cleveland. And then I'm with you on the Bills, but I'm going to move them down to 2.5. Okay. So let's just win that ball game by a field goal. And then a couple more college games I have here. How about this? Big Ohio State plays Penn State. Woo! Big matchup there. Ohio State's -4. James Franklin, head coach for Penn State, 0-9 versus top 10 teams in his career, 1-9 versus Ohio State in his career.
Jeez.
James, and it's really interesting about this guy, he runs it up on the bad team so badly, he knows the point spreads, literally. So, like, there was a game where they were ahead by 24, and the spread was 28 earlier this season, and there was 2 minutes left, and he started running the hurry-up offense. offense to try to score the touchdown.
Wow.
Yeah, it's incredible. He had the ball 2 minutes. He's running to hurry up the whole field. And then we got a bashers. Big Washington. We were on the right side of that one with Big Oregon this last week. Do you think they might be bashing after that game? Wow. The Huskies are juiced, and they play big ASU this week. ASU's 1-5. Everyone thinks they're garbage. They're actually not that bad. ASU plus the 28. Let's play some ball.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah, it is, especially when you've been bashing all week.
Is it down in ASU, too?
No.
It's too bad.
But
because we really could have taken her out after that one.
Right.
Heyo, Cordat.
Arizona is a good place to take it out if you like to bash. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so one more time. Ohio State, Sam Houston tomorrow night. That's going to be incredible. ASU 28, and that's the college. And then the pros, the Saints, the Colts and Bills teaser, the Eagles and Minnesota. Hello.
Okay. Oh, one other NFL one. I know the Chargers went down last night in another close one, per usual. It's how they operate.
Oh, yeah.
But they're going to KC, and they're getting 5.5. I mean, these guys are guaranteed to be in one-score games every week.
Pretty much.
This will be a field goal game.
Probably.
I'll take my charge, 5.5.
Okay. I've got nothing against that.
Yep. Okay. You got anything else you want to add? Or
nope. That's it, big guy. That's it. Let's get ready to win some W's today, and let's go Phillies tonight.
Wonderful. 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 That'll do it for Week 7 NFL. Don't forget Instagram and Twitter. It's at Bolt Brady Picks. Keep you guys updated. Maybe throw a parlay pick up there or something, but definitely keep an eye on it. We'll catch you guys next week.
See ya.